wondered, why does 7-Eleven have locks on the doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering. Now, are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Ms. Jessica, the girl next door.
Time next week, the students here in Charlotte, Mecklenburg will be back in school. And that is what we are discussing today for Jess Wondering. I have some special guests here in the Madhouse with us. Madhouse Nation, let's have a round of applause for Principal Barksdale.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Barksdale, what's the business here?
Hey.
She is the principal at Renaissance West STEAM Academy. We also have Jan McKeever here.
Good morning.
She's the principal at Thomasboro K-8. And we have Mr. Ward here, home of our state champions, our football team from Harding University High School.
What it do? What's up, y'all?
And we are here to discuss the beginning of the school year. Parents, if you have any questions for these principals, they might be able to provide some insight. We have all grade levels represented. 570-WPEG. Get on the phone line. We'd love to hear from you. We want to know, are you ready for the school year?
Well, you know, my son, I have one in school now because Traylon graduated. Mm-hmm. So he's no longer at West Meck. He graduated. So I got a rising fifth grader. So as a father of a rising fifth grader, what should I look forward to this school year? Give me three examples of what I should be looking out for this school year as a father of a rising fifth grader. Mm.
So that's the final year before they get ready to go to middle school.
Right.
And that's a huge, huge, huge year. So really looking at, you're going to have three EOGs, math, ELA, and science. So that presents a little bit of pressure. But getting those social emotional skills right, because middle school yeah. is a beast. Mm-hmm. And so getting those skills together would be something to look forward to.
Okay. So in regards to what Larry was saying, I know that third grade is a very, very important year because third grade starts testing. So for any parents out there and you have a little one that is headed to third grade this year, what are some tips that you all can offer to that parent that will help make sure that their child can be successful, especially with test taking? Because it's a little intimidating the first time you do it.
So I would say, Jessica, the most important thing for the parents to understand is school is not an option anymore. Getting to school on time, being at school every day, and being there all day. There's a lot of research that has been done that talks about attendance, the lack of attendance, and the deficiencies that it would create. Third grade is a huge year because we start the testing, but one of the researchers that I read a few years back said that if a third grader misses 10 days of school, they are never going to catch up with learning their multiplication tables. You think about all the things that we did and how much it would take to get them caught up if they missed 10 days of school.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, Principal Ward, you know, like I said, my son graduated high school. But, you know, getting these high schoolers ready coming out of summer. A lot of the high schoolers are very active. They got jobs. They play sports. How do you get these high schoolers ready to get back into school mode? What should the parents be doing?
Parents should be get them on that, hopefully a nice bed schedule so they can get them back up in the morning, because not many high schools, unless they're playing sports for the summer, they're probably not getting up to 10, 11, 12 o'clock in
12,
the afternoon.
1, 2.
And they're eating all the times of the day. But one, just try to get them back in that routine of getting up in the morning, in some type of routine, staying awake, start some reading, you know, start exercising the mind again if it hadn't been done much schoolwork. Is the main thing, because it's a little bit hard to prepare for the classes because the number of classes they have could be anything, but it's just more of a mental preparation as well as time management, getting back into the routine, because high schools, we start early in the morning. Some kids go on the bus at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Yeah. Now, coming back, I would like to know, I have a rising sixth grader. That's my oldest. And I want to know the difference that you see between a sixth grader coming into middle school and the changes that they have to deal with.
I will answer that question when we come back. If you're out there and you got a question, you can call in and ask it. Back to school Monday for CMS 570-WPEG. We got the press box in the building. It's about out of the gate.
With me, Ms. Jessica, the girl next door.
right back at it. We're going to get right back into it because I know a lot of people have a lot of questions. Hashtag just wondering, are you ready for the school year? We have Principal Barksdale, Principal McKeever, and Principal Ward all here, CMS principals representing all grade levels, ready to answer your questions. So if you have them, get on the phone lines, 570-WPEG. But Burpee, you had a question before we went to break.
Yes, I have a rising sixth grader, and I would like to know the changes that she'll see from elementary school to middle school and what she can expect, what she has to deal with.
So I would say in a traditional middle school, one of the biggest changes going from elementary is going from that one teacher all day long and then going to multiple teachers. So one teacher that might teach math, one that teaches social studies, one that teaches science. So the switching of the classes and then getting to know that many more adults and their expectations is a pretty big deal for our sixth graders.
Okay. My question is for all you principals, like, what is your first day like? You know, because the first day for the students, we know what that's kind of like. But, you know, we've never been principals. So what is that first day back like for a principal?
I guess I'll start off for the high school folks. It's probably starting off at about 5:30 in the morning or so. Walking campus, make sure your stations are set up as far as student schedules, making sure that homeroom locations are pinned up all around campus so the students know where to go first day of class. That adults are in place, radios, of course, are working. It's just so many different moving parts. It is moving around and making sure everything's in place so people know where to go, because you're potentially directing when those buses let off at 6:45. And you got anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 kids that have to get to a location, eat within the next 30 minutes. So it's definitely a large undertaking that first day. And at the end of the day, is just sitting around school waiting for the last buses to deliver, because we have to sit there until the last kid gets off the bus. So you may start off the day on the first day, 5 o'clock in the morning. It may not end the first day to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
For us, last year was my first time in elementary.
Okay.
And
the founding principal of Renaissance West Student Academy. Make sure I throw that out there.
I mean, you know. So the big thing for me was like transportation. How are the little babies getting home? Shout out to my amazing founding assistant principal, Diana Hossie. Hey, girl. seriously, making those little transportation tags and putting them on the back of the kid's zipper because they're so cute. And it's like, how do you get home? And it's like, let me check your transportation tag. So that is huge, huge, huge. And attendance taken, making sure you account for every single kid. But it was transportation, helping little ones open their milk cartons, which was so cute. But how is your child getting home? That was super important.
Okay.
You might need to consider some of the transportation tags for the high schoolers too. Because they never remember what bus they ride.
Uber home, little boy. You don't get yourself in an Uber somewhere. Get away from me. I couldn't be a principal.
What about you, Ms. McKeever?
So I would say the same thing. Transportation is a big deal. But I always think about how I was as a parent the first day, especially dropping off a kindergartner and just reassuring them, I promise you we're not going to lose your baby and they're going to be okay. If they need to take a nap, we're going to work that in. You know, they're just getting used to all this. And we come back in July, so some of our babies are still 4 when they come in. But just the assurance, you know, for the parents that the kids are going to be okay, they're going to have a great first day, and they're going to make it home. Now, Eric, I'd love to go home at 5 o'clock. So we're stretching it out to 6, 7. Now, when we first come back, definitely a shout-out to transportation. Those 4 schools that are year-round, it's seamless.
Mm-hmm.
When y'all start next week, you're going to mess us all up.
Sorry about that.
7:30 at night. Just waiting until that call comes that the last child has made it home.
Well, speaking of parents, I've had the pleasure of working with each and every single one of you all. I know that you all are some of the realest principals in CMS. Okay. I want to know, what is your message to parents? What do you need the parents to do in order to make sure that you all have a successful school year and their kids have a successful school year?
Number one, we are on the same team. And the kids need to see that. They need to see that we are a team with the families and the parents, and it's not an us against them. We're there for you, to help you, to answer questions, and the kids need to see that unity.
Yes.
Yep.
Come on, Barksdale.
It's so early. It's early.
It's going to be early all year.
What are you doing there? I got a couple more days.
I'm going to need you to get out the summer mode, Barksdale, Principal Barksdale. Right. I don't know what you're doing over there. She over there on Tumblr.
Lies. Lies. All the lies.
She over there on Tumblr this morning.
Instagram layer.
So something that we definitely need from the parents, along with what Jan was saying, is trust. Is just making sure that you build a relationship with us and your teachers. That is super, super important. And your contact numbers. If your phone number changes at any point in the year, please, please let us know. That is really, really huge, so we can always have access to your child, access to you for your child if there's an emergency, or just sharing good things that happen at the school. That's super, super important.
And I would say at the high school level, that day-to-day involvement, yeah, we appreciate that. I'm like that. Yeah, things is moving around. That day-to-day involvement, because what we see is a decline in like PTA and SLT from elementary to middle to high school. And it's a shame that I have over 1,600 students, but my PTA consists of 5 active parents.
Wow.
I mean, so I will say a charge to the parents to actually get involved with what's going on at the school. Does that mean come out to every meeting? Absolutely not. But some type of involvement in the school, because the students actually need you more so, I would say, in the high school than they do in the elementary. Because in high school, they start making a whole lot of life choices that can affect them for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So I would say just that day-to-day involvement, checking on your student at school, coming out and visiting your student at school, come out supporting them at the athletic events, and be an active member of PTA. If you can't come to the PTA events, just make sure that your support is there for maybe on the sideline as far as providing something for the students or whatever the case may be. But let's say get involved. Don't, what they tend to do is back off in high school. I say get a little tighter on them in high school.
All right, coming back, I have another question going into another break. A lot of people, they go straight to the principal because they think that that's the end-all, be-all, but they don't know what all entails in being a principal. So coming back, we want to know some of the things that you all do that people may not know about as principal.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, getting you ready for back to school. 3 principals in the building, all representing the different grade levels that your kids will be heading back to school with. And of course, you know, school starts Monday here in CMS, but South Carolina went back today. Shout out to everybody, York County, Rock Hill back in school today, Fort Mill back today. Shout out to them, baby. They headed back.
Yes, and even those parents can get some very, very valuable information from these principals. Burb, you had a question before we went to break?
Yes, my question was, a lot of people don't know all that a principal does. So just explain to some of the things that you as principals do that people may not know.
And some of the resources that are available in your schools that parents might not know about.
Anybody.
One of the things I always hear about is when the teachers get out for the summer. And well, you're a principal, you off too? No, I'm not off. We're spending summer doing school improvement plans, planning for the next year, safety plans. It's hiring all summer long up until, matter of fact, we may have some interviews today. It's like hiring season never ends. Meeting with architects about building new buildings or reconstruction, cleaning schedules. I mean, there's just so much that's going on a daily basis. Trainings, financial trainings, dealing with budgets and planning budgets for the school year.
Mm-hmm. Getting involved with community members, new people that want to give back to the schools, and just trying to make sure that you are mainstreaming the needs that we have with what they want to do for us. So meeting with all those people, I think FaceTime is very important for the principals to give those community members FaceTime. I have to shout out my support staff, obviously my assistant principal who handles a lot of things while I'm doing those meetings, Ms. Powell, my parent advocate, LaTanya Milhouse, who is phenomenal and gets so many resources into the school, our guidance counselors, we have a social worker that is there just for the MCV students because our population is high.
MCV being?
Homeless.
McKinney Vento. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just all of those entities coming together and planning so that we're ready to hit the ground running and that we don't run out of those resources as the year continues as well.
And real quick, when you speak about McKinney Vento, just real quick, your numbers, McKinney Vento, real quick. So, because I want people to understand how many homeless students that we have in our schools.
Right. So last year, right now we're still counting because the kids keep enrolling as the weeks that we've been in school, about 4 weeks. So we've continued to get students. But last year we were just over 100 of our 700 students that
wow.
were homeless.
Wow. 100 out of the 700 students.
And those are just that we know about, Jessica.
Yeah.
Because some of our families don't even know that they could be considered homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're staying with someone. They think that they're covered. But the MCV program would actually take care of that.
Yeah, wow. a lot of benefits so that if you are in that type of situation, don't call the principal. Call the school and ask to speak to the social worker. Mm-hmm. That will be able to help you out with
right.
that. Jan, you're in a very special school. Mm-hmm. You are a K-8 school.
Yes.
And you are a year-round school.
Yes, we get it all.
Are a lot of parents going to show up to your school on Monday? Talking about, I thought school started Monday.
Yes, they will.
What are you going to do in that situation?
Each year, it's less and less. So mm-hmm. I think that we're down to the wire now. It's the people who have moved into the neighborhood since school has already started. We started on July 19th, but we have people who move in August, and mm-hmm. they don't realize that we're already in school. So we take them and do what we need to do to catch them up from the month that they've missed so far.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it moving.
All right, man. Hopefully I got enough information today to head back to school. We're going to be doing back to school stuff all week inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And, of course, you can check everything out on our website at power98fm.com. Hey, thank y'all principals for
thank
being here.
Thank you.
And y'all have a wonderful school year. I'm sure we'll see y'all sometime this year.
Thank you.
Oh, definitely. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, we're going to be all up in them schools.
Beyonce, Jay-Z, Quavo, we going H, Power 98.